Well, we've been hearing an awful lot about the dangers of vaping recently, and you may have gotten the impression that if you only vape this, but you never vape that, or you only vape this and this together, that you're going to be safe, or if you avoid this or that, you're going to be okay. But Pat McCone with the American Lung Association says, nuh-uh, it doesn't exactly work that way. Pat joins us this morning. Hi, Pat. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
So you mentioned that it seems as though, as we're listening to coverage of this vaping stuff, that the news media kind of wants to say we've identified what the problem is, or rather that scientists have identified what the problem is. But you're saying that's not the case.
No. You know, we all have to be good citizens and do our research and follow the science. And the Centers for Disease Control is our watchdog for any kind of outbreak of anything. And the CDC has clearly said that no one device, product, or substance has been linked to this outbreak. There is not one common denominator. There have been people that have vaped illegal THC. There have been people that have vaped THC and nicotine. And there have been people that have vaped just nicotine. So that impression of I haven't done the illegal THC, I'm okay, that conclusion has not been reached by the Centers for Disease Control.
Now, I have to confess, of all of the vices that I've experimented with in my life, tobacco and smoking has luckily not been one of them. So I don't know a lot about this, but I thought way back at the beginning when e-cigarettes were first introduced that it was mainly, you know, a little bit of nicotine or whatever, but the rest of it was mainly just like water vapor or something. And now they're talking on the news about, you know, you vape and there's this oil and you're getting this oil in your lungs and it's just, So how do e-cigarettes work?
Well, e-cigarettes have basically the same kind of combination of how they work. There's a battery that heats up liquid. There's a coil that's part of the heating mechanism, and there's usually a wick, and then there's a chamber for liquid that is either a closed chamber, which means you buy it and you don't refill it, you throw it away, or an open chamber, which is refillable, and it heats it up, and it is aerosolized and inhaled. Some of them are triggered by the inhalation, and, you know, there are nice fruity flavors. There's no kind of automatic lung reaction like when you're sitting by the campfire, not today for sure, and you know, you inhale some smoke, you automatically cough. But these are fine particulates and candy flavored and go down deep and very smoothly in the lung. So they do have nicotine, and I think the more we have learned about these, and I'll use the market leader Juul, one Juul pod. Now this is a closed system. You buy these little pods. You use a pod and you throw it away, and then there's another pod that replaces it. It heats it up. One of those pods contains as much nicotine as two packs of cigarettes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And, you know, our youth were thinking, oh, this is just, quote, water vapor. This isn't vapor at all. It's an aerosol with many chemicals in it. You know, I will say not as many as combustible cigarettes, but I think our public health standard cannot be the number one cause of disease and death in our country, which is combustible smoking.
Well, absolutely. And I know that there's been a lot of concern about marketing directly to kids, not necessarily even young adults, college-age kids, for example, who may or may not, you know, who are right around that legal smoking age. But there's been a lot of concern that the flavors and the marketing is directed toward grade school and middle school-age folks.
Correct. And you know what? Marketing works. And I can't tell you how many conversations and calls I've gotten from middle schools saying, our kids are using this, we need help, we need to educate. Our parents aren't educated that they're, you know, that it's not just water vapor. That doesn't just happen. And you know, I sat and watched the testimony of some of these manufacturers last month, and I mean, they hired influencers on the internet. It is full of, this is cool, this is fun, you know, let's have a challenge, let's blow some big clouds. It just, definitely, and you know, we're adults. I've never wanted, I need Tutti Frutti nicotine flavor.
No, if I was going to smoke, that maybe is not the one that I'd reach for, but...
Right.
It strikes me, I don't know, I kind of have a metaphor of trying to put out a fire, and you get one area, you know, damped down in front of you, and then another one springs up somewhere. I mean, the lawsuit was brought against the cigarette manufacturers. It enabled states to do a really excellent, comprehensive job of reducing the smoking levels, in particular in young people, but in people of all ages. And then all of a sudden, the combination of e-cigarettes and the internet pops up, and all of a sudden, it's flared up again.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this is the first time in 17 years. That's a long time. So we've been doing a good job as tobacco control. This is the first time in 17 years those numbers have gone up. And they just haven't gone up slowly. I mean, we've had a surge, and it's not often that the surge in general and the FDA both label something an epidemic.
Wow. So what the other thing, of course, that the American Lung Association does, both, you know, here in Duluth, in Minnesota, across the country, is tries to help folks with smoking cessation. And again, back at the beginning, e-cigarettes were being marketed as this wonderful alternative to help people wean themselves off conventional cigarettes. So what are you saying to folks now?
Well, we have never said that these are an approved cessation device. We have stood firmly that there is no science that shows that. And the industry has had made no efforts to get approved as a cessation device. They themselves took the FDA to court saying, we're not saying we're a cessation device. We are a tobacco product, and they won that lawsuit, and they are being regulated as a tobacco product. There are 7 FDA-approved products to help people quit smoking that have years of science behind them. We have great services in the Northland with our health providers that can do one-on-one counseling. The American Lung Association has online resources. Lung.org is a great resource, both for cessation and for more information on e-cigarettes, both for parents and youth.
So basically, the word from the American Lung Association with regard to e-cigarettes is stop it.
Oh, we came out. I'm so proud of our organization. We came out at the beginning of this week saying, stop using e-cigarettes. We were the first organization that said you need to stop. And the CDC said you need to consider, but the American Lung Association said you need to stop. I mean, when you see the stories of the hospitalizations, and these aren't just I went in with a cough and a cold. These are young people that have been put on ventilators, and some of them lost their lives. And we need to get to the root of this. And in the meantime, we need to stop anything that is related to the causes.
Well, in particular, I appreciate you having made that point about marketing, because the people that I've seen interviewed on the evening news have this sort of stunned look on their face, as though I suspect some of them realized perhaps they were using something illegal in their e-cigarette. But many of them have this sort of stunned look, like this was supposed to be safe. This was supposed to be a safe alternative. And they are, you know, to be so deathly ill and so quickly, they seem really stunned and surprised how they could go from living their lives one minute to, you know, being hospitalized the next.
Yes, very, very definitely. And I think the other thing I've noticed that, you know, I think there are well-intended business owners that own these shops thinking they're helping people quit. I mean, I don't want to judge people's intentions. There's also a lot of money involved with this industry. But, you know, buyer beware. Do not get your health information from a shop owner. It needs to come from public health. It needs to come from the health department. It needs to come from the science and not the person behind the counter telling you this is, you know, we're okay. We get this from here or there. Really think about who do I want my source of health information to come from?
Exactly. Well, Pat, thank you so very much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. And I will hope that as I go through the rest of my days, you know, watching this coverage and stuff unfold and reading about it and watching it on television, that I'm able to listen a little bit more critically. And thank you for providing that information for all of us.
You are welcome. Thanks for the time.
Pat McCone, our guest this morning, she is the senior director of the Duluth chapter of the American Lung Association.